Log Talk Radio.
It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
That's right, folks. Head on over to www.davebrayusa.com. Get some merchandise, music, and more. Find out his tour schedule. Is he coming to a town near you? Check now at www.davebrayusa.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, one heck of a record. Get yours today. And, of course, my good friend Rob over at LibertyRush.com. Social media without the libtarded rhetoric. Well, we saw this week a whole host of shaking out. Biden is a disaster. He fell down and broke his crown this week. Oops. And, of course, little plane. I don't know what the heck's going on there. Saying they lost cabin pressure or something, and then the plane crashed. Who knows? We'll never know the truth because the media is crooked. The House of Representatives is crooked. The Senate is crooked. The Supreme Court's crooked. The school board's crooked. The town councilman's office is crooked. I bet you even the president of the 4-H club is crooked. The treasurer at your local church, probably crooked. The web or the swamp has reached our backyards, folks. In our sheriff's department, the parks department, the mayor's offices, the swamp is drowning us. There are Chinese bow of our amazing Navy. They're taunting. They know Joe is weak. They know we are weak as a nation. Our leadership is useless. And it just continues to snowball. Folks, this is getting really bad. I don't expect a Republican to ever win the White House again, no matter how hard we try. But I'm still going to vote. The amount of voters that have poured across the border since the Biden administration took office is astronomical. The fentanyl, the human sex trafficking, and the making of angel family continue. The people are screaming for help in these border towns. And the federal government panders and dumps hard-earned taxpayer dollars into flying illegal aliens to luxurious hotels, motels, and Holiday Inns in your favorite conservative cities across the nation. Yes, folks, they're dumping them in Florida, Texas, anywhere that conservatives have strongholds will be inundated with illegal immigrant voters heed, they have been coached and told who to vote for. These people over here are the ones that welcome you. These people here are the ones that will take care of you. These people over here are the ones. Vote, vote, vote. And vote multiple times. Go to California, vote over there. Go down to New Mexico, vote a couple times. Cruise over to Arizona, vote a couple times. And head down to Texas and vote a couple times. Because you probably can get away with it if you're a border jumper from Guatemala. Folks, we're in a dire situation here, and no one seems to care. The audience for this topic is so low now because you don't hear, we need to build a wall. We need to build a wall. We need to stop this crap, but it ain't happening. Oh, I did see where some, you know, bureaucratic government were up in arms over the addition of a taller border section extending out into the Pacific Ocean out in the area of San Diego. So some things are still being done, apparently, but the damage is done, country is done. They're collapsing us from within. They're crashing like Rome. The end is near. Repent. You know? So anyway, it is the Patriot Nation radio show. Our featured guest, Jim, is on the line. But, of course, my cat's attacking me as I'm trying to get into my device here. Stop attacking me, kitty. All right. Thank you. Oh, boy. I don't know what the hell I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'm losing my mind, folks. What the hell am I doing here? Anyway, these illegal border jumpers that are just inundating our country. They're going to collapse. They are working their hardest to defeat and destroy us. It's to be a very scary time to be alive, where people, oh. It's Galaxian. We're playing some video games now. It's fun. But what's happening? Holy moly, folks. I know what I'm trying to do, but, you know, we're going to open up here quick with after my fun monologue we just went through. We're going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we'll bring Jim in, and we'll get this show cranking. Very important stuff we're going to talk about. So, get ready. We're going to read a little verse here. We're going to read Ephesians 4, verse 15. In love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. This portion of Scripture is describing believers maturing and growing up in Christ. It talks about believers being like infants in maturity, but then gives instructions on how to grow up in Christ. One of those things is speaking the truth in love. Folks, tonight we'll be speaking the truth in love. It's hard to speak the truth in love. We don't want to hurt or disappoint people, so we're afraid to say things sometimes. And other times we fear their anger. And at times we speak the truth out of selflessness, not out of love. When we see something in another believer's life, we can speak truth to them. We should not do it in anger. We should do it because of love and we have for God and him or the other for her. So, you know, folks, always speak to folks in love. Dear God in heaven, give us patience for others, to love others, Help us to love them and forgive them as you have loved and forgiven us. Give us wisdom in how to speak truth when others are going astray. Give me the words to speak by leading me by the Holy Spirit. Restrain me when I am tempted to speak the truth for my own selfish gain. And thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we are going to get ready. Uh-oh. I don't know what the heck that was. Sounded good. Little guitar riff. We like guitar riffs. But it's the Patriot Nation radio show. We're going to bring it off each guest. There
you go. You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, our featured guest, Mr. Jim Benvie. What's up, my brother?
How you doing, Mark? How's it going?
We're here. We're still swinging. We're wounded. We got black eyes. We're limping, but we're still fighting.
We are still fighting, and there's still a lot we can do, but it's going to take a lot of people to get determined and motivated and fired up and to not be afraid of what you just talked about, which is to speak the truth. It's offensive. It's considered inappropriate. You remember when they used to say, you go to the dinner table, you don't talk about politics, and you don't talk about religion. And unfortunately,
that's the problem.
That is the problem. You got to get people to the dinner table together first to eat the meal together.
Right.
But then you also, now is more important than ever that people know what's going on in the world. And you're exactly right. There's a lot of people that have chosen to either ignore what's happening or they just refuse to listen. And unfortunately, it creates a lot of division.
And this just
a lot
in,
of division.
My family ate dinner together at the table tonight and we prayed. Hallelujah.
Amen to that. A lot of people aren't doing that nowadays. Very difficult to get people to the same table. More or less talk about, the important things of what's happening around them. You know my story, and I'm sure some of your listeners know my story. But it was the truth that ended me up in prison. It was
explaining
too much.
A short recap for the listeners who may be new and don't know. We had Jim on many times before in the past when the wall was going up in record time. He was driving up and down the border and showing the amazing things that was taking place. And then he was pointing out some of the bad things like, hey, look, they're leaving this gate here wide open. What? stuff like that, folks, live. And we were having him live from driving up and down the brand new wall that Trump was building. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going in with that too, we build the wall and Brian and Steve and the whole thing. So we'll touch on all that stuff in a little bit, but recap real fast your story so the folks can kind of understand. We've been doing this for a long time now, Jim.
Yeah, we have. It was back in 2018 when Trump shut the government down, and at that point, if you remember, there was a debate about getting funds for the border wall. And so the border wall became front and center because the government was literally shut down specifically for that reason. And at that time, there was a lot of skeptical people out there about whether there was an invasion, whether there was a secure border. And so I went down to the border and started streaming live, showing people exactly what was happening at the border. And in that period of time, I discovered a 2.5-mile area of El Paso that the Border Patrol specifically had pointed out to me as a problem area. And for those of you that don't know, the Border Patrol has a gag on them. They're not allowed to videotape anything, and they are not allowed to comment publicly without going through their media liaison officer. And he basically says whatever the Homeland Security Director at that time tells them they can say. And usually it's to fit into a political narrative, and it doesn't even reflect the truth, as we've seen so many times over and over again since the time that I blew the whistle back in 2018 and 2019. And back then I was screaming invasion. I was explaining and showing the actual evidence that they were recycling children, that there was human trafficking going on, that there was sex trafficking.
I don't know if I did a show with you or somebody else, but we talked about how they would bring the kids across so the people would get in as a family and then send the kids back. And then they would get linked up with another family and they would come back across as a family. And,
They
try to tell people that. They're like, no, they don't do that. I'm like, yes, they do. And there's proof.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And that's one of the things that I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican or in the middle or wherever. The one thing that should disturb you, if you can't buy into the fact that criminals and other people that want to do harm to the country are coming here, the one thing that's very easy to prove that is solid is, in fact, the child recycling. And that's why we had so many kids that were in detention centers that they were like, well, we're going to reunite them with their families. And no family ever came to pick them up because they weren't,
they didn't belong to
that family. Yeah, it wasn't their family. And
Oh, look, here's their family now.
Go ahead, Mark.
Here's their family now. And then, you know, I almost think that they were facilitating it and didn't even know they were doing it half the time. They're seeing so many people. How are they going to remember? They change the kid. The kid goes over the border with his family. They change his clothes, send him back across, cut his hair, and give him some new clothes. And bam, he's back with another family. They don't recognize him. They're seeing so many people. It's impossible to remember a face.
Exactly. Well, and the ACLU showed their hand because the Border Patrol finally said, look, this is happening. They published an article right out of there, said that there was child recycling shortly after that. And what they said is, look, we want to have a program. We're not vetting these people. We're not allowed to do any DNA matching. We know there's fake families. They're already arranging fake marriages and everything else. But they said, look, we're going to try this DNA test pilot program. And this was back, you know, when Trump was still around. And they actually ended up doing a sample area in, I believe it was San Diego, and they found that I think it was roughly 40% of all of the families in the test pilot run were fake. Now, you would have thought at that point it would have raised a lot of red flags, that it would have been the biggest news story in the world that, oh, my God, the United States is facilitating fake families. We're basically responsible for kidnapping. Just in one country, but several countries around the world.
The ACLU stepped
in there, Mark. The ACLU stepped in there and filed a lawsuit saying that it violated their rights to have to go through the process of DNA testing. And this is one of the things that you don't hear anywhere. Nobody talks about it. It frustrates me. Is that when you come across the border as an illegal, it doesn't matter what country you're from, doesn't matter if you're a gang member or a terrorist or, you know, if you have a million pounds of cocaine or fentanyl on you, doesn't matter. When you cross through that wall, there is nobody, there's no National Guard, there's even at times the Border Patrol tell you to go back across because for some reason they've misinterpreted the Constitution to apply that once you step in, you have certain rights similar to U.S. citizens. And this is one of the things they don't talk about. And it nowhere in our laws does it say that if you cross the border illegally, you automatically have the rights of a United States citizen. But yet, they're giving those rights away to people coming across the border. And we don't have any legislation to change that because we have a Congress full of radical Democrats and even in some cases Republicans who will sit and say that border security is a priority, that they want to secure the border, they want to stop this, you know, horrific humanitarian crisis, they want to keep the fentanyl and everything else from coming into the country. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, the results are in the pudding, and that is since the time, Mark, that you and I did our first interview back around 2019 when we were blowing the alarm, Trump was blowing the alarm. Everybody said, this is what's going to happen if we don't stop it now. And here we are. I've been to prison since then. They locked me up and convicted me of impersonating a Border Patrol agent on two counts. And I defended myself in a corrupt courtroom where I wasn't allowed to have witnesses. You know, as you know, I subpoenaed Congresswoman Escobar and Governor Grisham, and even now Deb Haaland, who's the Interior Secretary of Land and Bureau of Management. I think they're under the Biden administration. But these people were immune. The judge said, no, these people are protected. They can't be witnesses in your case because your case isn't political. The whole thing was political. These guys had all signed letters on congressional letterhead written to Christopher Wray, put out on CNN, that Trump had a group of vigilantes that were racist, that were pointing guns at families and kids and kidnapping
riding
them.
On their horses.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. And so here's what's happened now. Now, since I've been to prison and since I'm out, I look at the situation now and I realize that, you know, not only from the perspective of a political prisoner and false persecution has that grown on a massive level that wasn't there in 2018, but now what you see is that they're not just going after Trump. They're going after every single person who is a threat to the agenda that they have, which is to destroy the sovereignty, divide the people of the United States from within, and basically destroy it, knock it down, and rebuild it under a different system than the Constitution, than what they refer to as the racist forefathers. And this is what we see today. We see the Chinese influence.
I read an article today where there's a group quoted that wants to destroy Mount Rushmore because it's a symbol of white supremacy.
Yes, yes, yep. All white presidents, no black president. Yep, I saw that. Yep. And I think...
maybe we got a Karl Clarock on there.
Yeah.
And
you know,
then it'll get like the Georgia Guidestone treatment.
Yeah, it'll just go missing. It'll just go missing one day. One day the Mount Rushmore will be gone or blown up in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah. The erasure of history continues. It's baffling, man. The country that liberated the Jews is gearing up to do the same thing to its own people.
Yeah.
People don't believe it.
You know, they don't believe it, but the other part of it, too, is you see the movements that are going on right now since even 2020, you know, when we had all the rioting and all that type of stuff going on in all the different Democrat states that we had that were out of control. But those movements have seeped, like you said, into the schools. It's seeped into popular culture. It's seeped into the television series that people watch nowadays and even into the marketing. You know, you look at Target, look at all of this stuff. And,
Target around me is thriving.
Oh, yeah. Your people are still going. They're still going to Target. You know, they're okay because there's a counter populace to the marketing that's happening. And while these companies are losing a lot of money, and yes, you're right, it's not the biggest agenda to, you know, stop going to Target. It's not, you know, and even in my opinion, I don't think that that's where you should waste your energy fighting the war. Because that's
right.
Not the bigger war. The bigger war is things like ESG. ESG. You know, how many people even know what ESG is? You know, do they know what it is? Environmental social governance. What is that? What does that mean?
That's what it means. It's coming here.
Yeah, well, it's here. It's here. Blackwater and others. If you're a big corporation.
And then when they go digital currency. To look at your social score and say, oh, look at this scumbag. Let's turn his money off with him.
Right,
teach
exactly.
Him.
He can't get hamburgers or he's eating too much of this or that. Yeah, it's all control. But ESG is here. It's here right now. And more people need to talk about this because ESG is like a credit score. But it's your woke credit score. And what it does now is Wall Street has investment capital that is only allocated to
companies that meet the ESG requirements. And, of course, the ESG requirements are, you know, you're going to do whatever we tell you to do climate-wise with your corporation, social-wise, so just like putting a little transgender section for the children in there, you know, that's all ESG. And so they're saying, well, we don't want to lose that investment capital. We don't want to lose that money. So we're going to go ahead and play along with this ESG game, which, you know, you already know this and some of your listeners do, but you guys know what Agenda 30 is. And that's where this is all coming from. And that's not the United States Agenda 30. That's the United Nations Agenda 30. And
listen, do you have this company all over my neighborhood? They're digging trenches and pulling fiber optic cables for open infra. It's a fiber optic network. It's available in Florida, in Texas and Florida right now.
It's
bringing up to 1,000 megabytes per second for $45 a month. So people are like, woohoo, I'm getting that. They're jumping on board. Do you have any idea what that company is? None?
Well, I'm assuming that. What is that?
Are you? Do you have a computer by you right now?
I don't.
I'm gonna see if I can't pull it up real fast. I don't know if I can do this. Let's see. I only have a tablet that's got my studio on it and my phone with me. So let's see. Google search. Open infra. I'm talking to my thing, it don't work. Yeah, I got to type.
Is that Comcast?
Open infra, it's their own thing. And you won't be, you'll be shocked. The guy who runs it, holy moly. Yeah, I want to find the guy, the CEO, what he said. Oh, my God, it's unbelievable. I got to find it. I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to find it.
Okay.
It's very important. It's very important for people to hear this. So I'm going to go to one of my favorite jams if I can find it here. Soundboard. Folks, this is really important. When I read this, you're going to be like, what the hell? Right? Are they digging that near you? Are they digging the open infra, a fiber optic network in your county?
Not that I'm aware of, not like that.
All right, well, it's coming.
But you know, I was putting up 5G this last summer. You know that, right? That's what I was doing.
Did they give you that big, suit to put on so that you can protect yourself from the waves?
No.
All right, I'm going to play this song real fast, and I'm going to find this thing for the CEO of Open Infra Fiber Optic Cable Network.
Okay.
So this is Dave Bray, Freedom Ring. God bless our veterans. I'll be back.
For every soul from every war, across the seas, around our shore, every fold of our flag, the coffins are laid, the widow's lamb, for every daughter and every son, the price.
your freedom rang.
All right. So, I found it.
Yeah.
The guy's All name right. is Johan Sundberg, and he is the CEO of Open Infra Fiber Optic Networks that are expanding slowly across the globe. And this is what he's talking about. In December of 2022, Johan Sundberg, CEO for the Open Infra Group, has signed the commitment letter regarding the 10 principles of the UN Global Compact and the Sustainable Development Goals. The UN Global Compact is an initiative from global corporate leaders to commit actions supporting the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So there you have it, folks. The Open Infra. And so now folks are diving headfirst into Open Infra, because it's $45 a month for 1,000 megabits per second. All the while they do this, they are funding UN Agenda 2030.
Yes, yes. And that is real. And that is, you know, and I say this because for how many years, you know, whenever you would say Agenda 2030, would people say that's conspiracy? And it's not a conspiracy. It's here. It's being modeled. And you hit something on the head, Mark. China, during COVID, China was already using and putting in their infrastructure for tracking and for all the things that the United
facial recognition.
The corrupt individuals, wanted to use here. So not only could they keep track of their citizens, but when they introduced the central bank digital currency, they would be able to combine that with the ESG scores and know exactly – you know, if you're going against the Communist Party of China, if you're speaking against Xi, whatever it is you're doing, we're going to punish you. We don't have to take you to prison. We can starve you out because it's rationing. If you can't go in and you can't buy bread, or you're punished from soda pop, or, you know, you can't buy the latest edition of, you know, the four-dimensional TV that you're looking to buy or whatever, they're going to be able to do that automatically, and combine that with artificial intelligence, which has reached a level, AI has reached a level that people don't even begin to understand how close that is to changing life the way that they know it. And you're already seeing it, like on Facebook. I mean, you can't get by the algorithms. The phone listens to you. It has been listening to you for a long time.
Yeah,
and that technology, just all it is it's data-driven consumption to know everything about you, who you are, where you are. And again, that goes against the principles of freedom. It goes against everything that Constitution, that document that we try to protect so hard, that we try to remind everybody is worth fighting for. You don't have to just give up and give in.
You know what people say? I don't see nothing. It's not affecting me. I still go to the store. I watch football. I drink beer. I'm silly. I run around. I do whatever the hell I want. I'm free. It don't affect me. I don't care. Do what you got to do. I'm still here. I'm free. I'm the A.
Yeah, and unfortunately, and that's the difference between the younger generation and the generation today, is that they had it so good because those big major wars and conflicts and things. And, you know, even things like the Great Depression, they didn't see it. History has been changed. And they don't really appreciate what they have. But those of us that are a little older, we remember some freedoms that we take for that we used to have. Things that you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore, whether you're a business owner or a private property owner. You know, you've seen all these laws come into place that weren't there before. And every time they pass a new law, it's something that you used to freely do that you no longer have the freedom to do. And so,
and this fiber optic network that they're installing, they're doing it. I don't know if folks know about eminent domain, but like the first 15 feet of your front yard belongs to the government. And so they just came and dug this line right through my property. And I have no say. Freedom, folks. We don't have it.
Yeah. Well, and that gets me to another point that I was going to touch on, and that is I do think that between August 8th and 13th, I'm just kind of going to throw this out here and do whatever you want with it, but I have some pretty good information. The Georgia courts have cleared out a time slot, and I do believe that we're going to see another indictment.
I think they announced it today.
Oh, they did announce it.
Think
for
so.
Georgia. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was something I've been telling people. Yep.
I think so. I think I've seen an article stating that they went ahead with it.
Okay. Well, I was fully expecting that, and I wanted to touch on that briefly because it's something that people need to be aware of as far as you know what you're dealing with when you have these whistleblowers going before Congress, FBI agents, and prior military servicemen that have impeccable records and literally have been stonewalled simply for trying to be the ones to come forward and say, yes, you know there's a problem at the FBI, but this is what's going on, and then they get shut down, and then they get discredited, and their own agency turns on them to the point where one of them was even homeless for a while. And, you know, the guy said at the end, I'll never forget this, at the end of the interview, the FBI agent looked at them and said, if you cross this government, they will crush you.
That was Chucky Schumer.
You know, they will crush you.
Look at your four ways to Sunday.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, Schumer.
We dare you.
All right, so it's not
the Georgia
case.
We dare you to come after us. Yep. Yep.
It's not the Georgia case, folks. It's the classified document probe, I guess.
Classified documents.
The documents they told them to put in that, put in the room there and put an extra lock on it. It's okay for jolting Joe Biden to have boxes and boxes and boxes in the garage next to his old Corvette. But Trump can't have a few boxes locked away, double pad locked away. Nobody can get in. Whatever. It's all a scam, a sham.
So they did pull the wool over our eyes and bend us over. So just to be clear on that, they did indict today. They made the decision.
The Georgia case, or this is the
on the classified case.
Yeah, that's it. Trump says he's indicted, and then there's a thing here, little things that says they're denying it. Then a bunch of them under it say the indictment went through, and he's indicted on 7 counts. Including conspiracy to obstruct and willful retention of documents.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yes. See, they don't want us to compare apples to apples. They don't want to say, well, we're charging Trump for having the documents, because then they would have to go after Biden. So this corrupt DOJ that we're dealing with, to get the arrest, to get another slowdown, to keep Trump from winning the election, they got to go to conspiracy to obstruct justice in the legal process of his investigation. And that is that. This is what they do, Mark. This is
yep.
The abuse of power from the FBI, from the federal government, and from this Merrick Garland, who's just crying like a little baby because he didn't get, what was it, his little nomination that he wanted. Remember that?
Right.
You know, and so he's just going to do what he has to do until he gets that done. And so Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, all of these people that some Republicans, Marjorie Greene in particular, has tried to bring up impeachment. Mayorkas needs to be impeached. Biden should be impeached. But you know as well as I do, we don't have the numbers to do that. So anything you talk about doing is nonsense at this point until we get somebody else in there.
And we ain't getting nobody else in there besides another Democrat. I hate to say it, folks, but, you know, we talked about truth, and I'm saying this in love. Truth and love, folks. I love you people. We're never winning again. It's great for President Trump to want to try. My second choice, Ron DeSantis, I'm glad they're going to try. But
the only hope we got with this, the only hope that I think we got with this is that – if these guys show their cards too fast to the reserved public, who still thinks that even through this COVID era, which was what I call a trial shutdown, a trial sheeple to see what they could do, if the government could actually control the masses.
And see how easy the people roll over for a little safety.
Yes, yes, that's what they wanted to see, and they want to see how they react. And even in New York, when they indicted Trump there, they wanted to test the public's resolve. You know, was the public going to be okay having another Nelson Mandela? Were they going to be okay, you know, taking, you know, one of the most highest rated presidents of the United States and actually indicting him and arresting him? First time in U.S. history that a president has ever been arrested. People know, even Democrats know. Even they know that from the time that he came down the escalator with the Russia crap and everything else that he's had to go through, and everybody around him, Roger Stone, Rudy Giuliani, remember America's most loved mayor, because these guys started opening Pandora's box. They started exposing that we had a real problem here in the United States, and that there were elements of our country that were holding us down, that were oppressing us and keeping us from moving forward and having the freedom and things that we want for our kids and our grandkids. And these guys have done everything now to where it's just to try to silence, stop, oppress, whatever they can do. And DHS, I don't know if you know this, Mark. If not, and we're going to break this news on your show. But the Heritage Foundation, which, as you know, they're a conservative organization, well-founded.
Yes.
One of their guys recently did some research on some grant money that was requested by DHS to create a domestic terrorism task force in 2022, okay? Now, folks, when you hear domestic terrorism, you think of, you know, real terrorists, okay?
Unfortunately, they're coming for the school board
moms. Yes, in this case, they created the task force to come after conservatives in general. And they basically said in the pitch video, which this is the news story, this is what you're going to see soon. The video's out there. The guy that made the pitch video to the FBI basically says, well, we're going into, we don't want to attack individuals anymore because they'll just be replaced. So we want to go in and create division and peer pressure on organizations as a whole. We want to shut down their entire platforms. We want to put pressure on them to make it unacceptable for them to speak their views in the idea of the free thought marketplace, because we feel that their thoughts, their hate speech is not really ideas in the marketplace of free thoughts. They said, we need money because most of the actions that we are doing, this is in a leaked tape that you're going to see coming out on the media, is illegal. Okay? So if they're doing this illegally and they're telling the FBI and the DHS, we need funds not just to create a task force to actually go out and target conservatives, which they've been doing anyway, but legitimately make a domestic terrorism task force to go after conservatives for watching Fox News, Turning Point USA, you know, The Blaze, you know, whatever.
For being the host of the Patriot Nation radio show.
But, yeah, exactly. The FBI, guess what? They're supposed to be the law enforcement branch. So if I was to go to the FBI and say, or the DHS and say, well, I'm kind of breaking the law, but you can understand why I'm breaking the law, can't you? And not only am I going to break the law, but I want you to fund it. I want you to give me a grant to fund me breaking the law, targeting a political class group of people. And this is where I think at some point, people, you're going to have to wake up to the fact that it's do or die. We're past that, because the fact of the matter is, if we don't, and I know, Mark, there's a lot of people that have already given it up, that have already said,
nope,
it ain't going to happen. But
some
I will tell you this.
They chose to die.
They kind of did, but you gotta look at it this way and hope.
They choose the do side. They chose the die side. Do or die, they picked die.
But you got to kind of hope that sooner than later,
there might still be enough people that have the resolve, that are willing to stand up, that are willing to actually do something. And I think where a lot of people were misled, they see all these people that were talking big online and were talking about how our government would never do this, we would never allow it to get to this point. They would have to go through all the people in the country that are going to, you know, stand up, that took an oath to the country. And, you know, the government said, okay, come on, boys, you try to protect your constitution. You try to protect your freedom. Let me show you what we're going to do to you. Okay. And so now it's become such a thing that people are scared. They're scared to stand on their rights. They're scared to stand on the things that all those people died fighting for to give them. And we don't want them to be scared. We don't want people to be scared, because you, the people, are bigger than a tyrannical government. And unfortunately, it's not just our government. We have, you know, China in play. We have other countries in the background that are pushing their agendas on people in our administration that are representing us as Americans that have sold out, and they need to be removed, and they need to have a trial. They need to be under whatever law it is, treason or whatever it is that they've done, they need to be held accountable. And unfortunately, if we don't act soon, you're exactly right. This administration right now that's being manipulated by the Chinese Communist Party, they don't want to let go, because the minute they let go, they know they will all end up in prison. So they're going to fight very hard. They got their backs against the wall. And unfortunately, the people that are taking the stand and bringing the fight to them, speaking the truth, getting out there and saying, listen, we know what you did, even like with Hunter's laptop. I can only imagine, Mark, that I would come to your house and I would find a laptop with emails to the Department of Defense from China and other countries that are known, you know, not necessarily great friends of the United States. What is he doing emailing these people? Why does he have their addresses? And why is there 8 copies of this laptop floating around, but yet the FBI says they don't know where it is, Mark?
It's crazy.
They don't know where it is. We don't know where the laptop is. Somebody must have misplaced it. Yeah, but they got a copy of it, so if you need a copy, we'll give you a copy. We got one right here. Oh, well, we can't find anything in there. You know, you can't make this stuff up. If you did it, if I did it, if especially if it was Donald Trump Jr., God forbid,
right,
if he left his laptop somewhere and it had an email to Russia or something, okay, he'd have already been taken, held without bail. He would have already been found guilty. He'd probably, within a matter of 3 months, he'd be hanging from a tree in front of the White House, you know? But what is it that makes Americans complacent that things like this are happening and they're okay with it? I think what it is, Mark, I think a lot of people aren't okay with it. I think that their guts is telling them they're not okay with it. But the perception of how you can get crushed standing up to this government has got people scared. And you know what? I've been there. I've done time. I've been there. The prison is real. They really do put you there. It's a real prison. And you really do lose a lot of your freedom and a lot of your life that you can never get back. But I choose to continue to believe that even with all these things that are going on that aren't right, I choose to believe that, you know, if you look at what the Bible says, it says in that day it will appear as though evil had won. And I think that's the appearance that people have right now, some people. I'm still in the fight. I'm still going to go to the end. I'm still going to keep racing and spreading the truth. And, you know, I'm not giving up on the country. I'm not giving up on the people that have gone before us. But you're right. There is, when you look at it, it's so overwhelming. It's so many things that are overwhelming. And you say, how can these people out here ignore this? How can they not take it seriously? How can this not be priority number one on their table? How can they not want, you know, for their kids, the freedom that you enjoyed? How could they not want a better life? And, you know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, Mark. I just know this. I know that a lot of people have just been quieted and silenced by the peer pressure stigma thing that the media has put out there, and the examples of what will happen to you if you truly expose what's happening. And I think that's why we're being censored, and I think it's only going to get bigger, and it's probably going to get worse before it gets better, and it might get really bad. I mean, you know, we got a war going on right now with nukes involved. We've got a realliance of government currencies where they're talking about seriously in August ditching the United States dollar as a reserve currency. You know, people are comfortable with this inflation. They're comfortable with these gas prices that, paying $5 or $6 a gallon for gas at some point. Doesn't make any sense. Hopefully people remember what it was like under President Donald Trump just a few years ago. Hopefully people remember what that, $1.79 gas price looks like. You remember back then you could still get the dollar menu at McDonald's? Remember that thing?
Yeah.
A lot. And so I think overall, eventually, even some of the people that you probably thought you couldn't get back to the Trump train, or you couldn't get back to seeing, what we had and the benefits of a free market and a free capital society. I think people are going to get to a point where they're going to get pushed. And the thing that's going to be dangerous in this market, at what point do they get pushed? Is it already too late before the people push back? What's it going to take before they really push back? Because here, I can look at this guy that's running the White House, see him falling down like a clown. He should be the spokesman for Life Alert,
I've fallen.
But I've fallen, help, I can't get up, especially if I don't have Secret Service. I need my Life Alert. At the end of the day, we have a clueless man in the White House. People seem to be okay with that. A clueless man, a man who couldn't really make a good decision, a man who's probably made a lot of bad decisions, actually, has made a lot since he's been involved in Congress even before he was president, and a man who has sold us out. That's the thing, sold us out. And we don't want to look at what he sold us out. How bad is the damage under the hood? And some people out there know how bad the damage is. Some people can only speculate how bad the damage is. Me, as an American citizen, I would like to know what he did. I would like to look under that hood. I think we are owed that transparency. We need to demand that transparency. And I think that until we have a Department of Justice that is free from corrupt leadership and corrupt agents, until we get rid of Christopher Wray as the head of the FBI, and we can clean some of that out, I think the country is in a very, very, very dangerous place with our intelligence gathering, with our national security concerning the border, with an incompetent president. We have incompetent market decisions being made right now. We have a Federal Reserve right now that, again, wants to go ahead and solve all the world's problems by printing more money than there is toilet paper. And eventually what happens, that money becomes worthless, interest rates continue to go up. The people that were enjoying the beautiful home ownership that they had, they can no longer afford their mortgages, they end up losing their houses, and you see the economic cycle go down and down and down and down again. And I think that needs to be looked at. That's something that, if you look at all of the things and you say, what has Joe Biden done right? What has he done right?
He falls down really good.
He falls down and gets up. That's about all he does right.
Well, that's the American way, right? Fall down, get back up, except, I don't know.
Get back up, yep.
Anyhow,
well, I think
we're here
it's the getting
the,
back
at
up
the
after
end of
they
this
fall
hour.
Down.
We reached the end of the hour. Before we wrap this up, though, I want to hit on, debacle that is We Build the Wall. I was reading something that states that, Ryan Colfage and his other partner there that pled guilty, he got 4.5 years, and the other guy got, 3 years.
Yes.
Said in their plea bargain or plea agreement that they're going to turn evidence and try to get banned. Is that true?
Here's what I think everybody's speculating, and I don't believe that of Colfage for one bit. I think the media is portraying that if they were going to get a deal such as that, you probably would have saw zero time given.
Right.
Because again, if you're going into federal prison with time, it at that point it doesn't pay to be a narc, because here's the thing. If you go into prison known as a narc, you're going to be doing some real hard time, real hard time. So the media wants us to believe that the state of New York, who created this separate case after the pardon that Donald Trump issued to Bannon, after that, the state said, well, we had some donors to We Build the Wall and, you know, whatever. And even though case itself is 100% political, it's interesting that they believe that because they got these convictions from Kolfage and Andy, that they're just going to be able to go ahead and crucify Bannon based on that fact. And, in the state of New York, you can't get a fair trial. So it's very possible that they will find him guilty. And I hate to say this, but even Stuart Rhodes, and I don't know how much time we got left, but I got to say this, Stuart Rhodes, he was the quote-unquote leader of the January 6th fake insurrection, if you will. But you got a guy that never entered the Capitol building. You got a guy that wasn't carrying a gun. You got a guy that was literally standing outside. And maybe you should have charged him with misdemeanor trespassing. Maybe he said using his freedom of speech. Maybe he said something that you didn't agree with. And so maybe, okay, you know what, you're a political smartass, so we're going to give you 60 days in jail. Or at the very least, time served for reading. But guess what?
Some of it goes back to the support of the Bundy Ranch situation. They wanted to make examples of those guys back then, but they won that battle.
Oh, yeah, they weren't able to do it. But here's what they're doing, and I hate to say this, but this is where you're going to understand why Ron DeSantis is running. And here's what it is. When they convicted Stuart Rhodes on seditious conspiracy, that was a real stretch, because if you would have had a legitimate jury in there, we've never proved seditious conspiracy. Never. Okay. Because you would have had to, first of all, you don't go to an insurrection without guns. Secondly, nobody was taken prisoner. Okay. The only person killed was an Air Force veteran that was unarmed, female, and she was murdered in cold blood.
Had heart attacks or something.
Yeah, maybe they were out of shape. Maybe they got stressed out. I don't know. But you know what? If I didn't touch you and I didn't shoot you, I didn't kill you, okay? And, we have to look at the facts of the situation. There was FBI agents undercover in the crowd. And what they were doing there, what their business is, they were inciting. And we need to know who these people are and what they did. But the reason I'm bringing up Stuart Rhodes is because Stuart Rhodes, Mark, was the external security crowd control for the Trump rallies, okay? 500,000 members of the Oath Keepers, law enforcement, veterans. They've turned him into the martyr of domestic terrorism. And this is what they're going to try to do. This is the big ploy of the Democrats, the big show that we had, the January 6th show. They're going to try to tie Trump into seditious conspiracy using the Stuart Rhodes conviction. And I just wanted to bring that up and say that, because it's something that you're going to start hearing about down the road. And that's going to be the serious criminal case against Trump, combined with these other little ones that may cause them to, at the very least, if they don't lock him up, well, at least put him probably under house arrest at Mar-a-Lago. And he may not have internet communication. He might have, we all get the conditions of probation. So then
it's
you got
a scam and a sham.
Exactly.
If they investigated the little old lady that lives behind me, 1/10 the amount that they investigated President Trump, I think Granny would be in prison. Yet they found nothing on President Trump.
He has been the most investigated man. He's surrounded by Secret Service. They've been investigating him for years. They haven't found a thing, but now they got these conspiracies, and now they got people that are just saying, it's too much baggage, it's this and that. No, it's not. We have corrupt agencies, On a last note, they put a lot of prosecutors in local elections. People were focused on national elections, but Soros was spending a lot of money putting in these progressive prosecutors in these local county races, and this is part of the problem, because now you have an army of prosecutors out there that are doing the progressive agenda, which is, you know, basically anything that goes against them keeping power, you know, is got to be cut out like cancer. So it's either going to be them or us, or either that, or you just say, you know what, I don't care. Like you said, I don't care about the country, so I'm just going to live my life, put my head in the hole, head in the ground, and just go to work. You know,
it don't affect me. I'm out here.
I'm just
going to
let it go. I can eat for now. I'm good. Yes, exactly.
I go run down
exactly.
to the Publix, get me a pub sub, a 12 pack, and go home and watch the game with my friends. And we could beat each other up in the backyard if we want to, and we could dance and sing, whatever we want. We're free.
Yes.
It's an illusion of freedom. They
and in the meantime, the walls are being built around, and that's why it's important that we got to get somebody in, as sad as it looks, the cheating and everything else. People are fighting, and they're getting smushed. Oh, I also wanted to tell you I'm starting a book. It's probably 6 months out, but I think it'll be a pretty interesting book. And I'll probably check in with you when the book is done.
All right.
And also, too, shortly, in the next coming weeks, I hope to actually have a little podcast going. And obviously, if you'd like to come on and be a guest on my podcast, I'd love to have you.
Cool.
So,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. And maybe one day we can get Mr. Bannon to come on the show and tell his side. Who knows?
Well, you know, if I could have got a hold of him, that's a very good possibility. I'm going to try and see what we can do to get you a few other people to give a different angle to the listeners so you can hear it for yourself, you know, in layman terms, what it's like for these people that are fighting 10 or 12 court cases. It's just
I had Roger Stone on numerous
nightmare.
Times now. I had Roger Stone on a couple shows back.
He's got a story to tell. Yep. Yeah, he's got a story to tell.
Great. He loves me.
Mm-hmm.
We're on good terms. All I do is I shoot him a quick text. He says, all right, here's the contact. Send it to this contact. We'll be on the show. Comes on every time.
Yeah. Perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, he's got a story to tell, and he was one of the first ones, too. You know, they brought the whole FBI SWAT team to his house. Yeah,
CNN rolls in an hour
before.
CNN rolls in an hour before the agent, sets up their little spot, gets ready, and then they raid him. Look, live on CNN, Roger Stone getting raided, that horrible criminal, 27 armed agents. Are descending on Grandpa's house, a feeble old guy who can hardly move anymore because he's in his 70s. Go raid him with 27 armed agents. That's scary stuff.
Exactly.
A guy who's just speaking out against evil and corruption.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, Jim, I want to thank you so much.
We've got to protect the speech.
Yeah.
And Mark, thank
you
as always.
We're so lucky that we can sit here and talk here, that we can still sit here and talk here live on the air and not have agents kicking in the door. I expect that's coming soon.
Exactly. It probably is coming soon.
And look,
we're
down the road, man. We got to get together for coffee. You're
hop,
skip, and a jump down the road. We got to get together for coffee.
Yes, we do. We do.
Yeah.
We'll hook that up for sure.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Bye.
All right, folks, there you have it. That's Jim Benvie. We're talking about this mess that is the border and all kinds of things. The shows on here on Patriot Nation Radio take on a life of their own. And that's what's so good about alternative media is you can use your speech and speak the truth, no matter how painful, no matter how much it might hurt. It comes from a place of love. We only want you to open your eyes, see the truth, and be made aware of what's going on around you. So when you're watching your TV on open infra fiber optic cable TV, funding United Nations Agenda 2030, when the end happens, be glad you donated to that and you put your money behind it. Because it's all tied together. The immigration crisis, China buying up the farmland, it's all tied into Agenda 2030. For sustainable living. See, that's the code word they use, sustainable. Throw that out there. It's a scam. All right, folks, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This has been a blast. I'm so glad to keep doing these shows, even though it's one far and few between now. We will be live. I believe next Thursday I'll be live again. My wife's going away to our niece's graduation, and I'll be sitting here twiddling my thumbs, so we're going to go live. So that's next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. You don't want to miss the other shows we have here on the network, Conservatives Perspective with James Bostic, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. We have American Allegiance with author Kevin White on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Liberty Lighthouse with Therapin on Fridays. I believe that's also 7 p.m. Look at that. I got it. And the Patriot Nation Radio Show, of course, the one that started it all here at Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm glad to work with these great patriots. It's an amazing thing that we get to do. We get to do this. Folks, we're doing this out of the kindness of our hearts. We don't get paid for this. We don't get paid to bring the truth. We do this because we love America. We love freedom. We love the Constitution. We love the Lord. We love our families. We love freedom. So, folks, keep tuning in to alternative media. My show may fade away one day. There's many shows. Check out a really good one, Chris Ann Hall, and doing great things still speaking. So, I mean, there's some great shows. Live Truth is still out there. Pastor Sylvester Bland is still out there. So, folks, some really great shows that have stand the test of time are still going. That means something. Again, we'll be live next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, and also check out those other songs. And right now we're going to kick off the Star Spangled Banner, performed by our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. You can head on over there for some T-shirts, some bracelets, some shoes, glasses, fantastic things, music, storyteller edition, and all kinds of things happening over there at DaveBrayUSA.com. And this is his version. You can get this on the Storyteller Edition album of Dave Bray, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. This is Star Spangled Banner. Please rise, move your caps, and enjoy. God bless you. God bless America. Until we meet again, this is Patriot Dave Bray. Patriot Nation Radio Network and the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live. The views and opinions expressed on tonight's show are definitely my opinion. And if you don't like it, tune in somewhere else. Until then, God bless and take care.